If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today's program was brought to you by Eating Tools, unique handmade eating and cooking tools. For more information, visit eatingtools.com.
I'm Laura Stanley, host of Inside School Food. You are listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Heritage Radio Network. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfs in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and I would love it if you would send your questions to joliekerr@gmail.com. My guest today is my friend and fellow Racks columnist, Carly Wiesel. Hi, Carly.
Hi.
Carly writes about exercise, womanhood, and Disney parks.
Normal. Normal resume.
Yeah. I think it actually might be more normal than my resume.
You use the word barfed regularly in conversation now.
I do.
Because of your book. So
I do.
Definitely more normal than you, but not most.
No, neither of us are particularly normal, which is part of why she's here today, because she's going to be not normal with me. We're going to be talking about two of her three subjects that she writes about today, exercise and womanhood, as we tackle everything about the do's and don'ts of laundering workout gear, dealing with inevitable smells, and ensuring that your yoga pants enjoy a nice long life. His yoga pants are expensive.
I know, and I hate buying new workout clothes.
It is terrible buying new workout clothes. I resent it. I buy cute workout clothes because I like cute workout clothes because it makes me feel better.
Yeah.
But I still somehow resent it.
I have to be emotionally invested because you're really like regular clothes you just wear out, you don't really see. When you wear workout clothes, you're staring at yourself in a mirror for an hour often.
Right. And you're staring at odd body parts that you don't normally look at because bending yourself into all kinds of weird positions.
Oh, yeah. Like I discovered I have saddlebags now, which is fun.
No, you don't. I'm looking at you.
Because I'm wearing jeans, but when you wear
workout
clothes.
Oh, they're holding them in?
Yeah.
Nah. All right. Well, listen, you're a pear shape and I'm an apple shape. So we could debate all the live long day, which is better or worse. I say apple's worse.
I say we make a wonderful fruit salad.
Okay. So we are going to talk about, we're going to start with the basics of washing your gym gear. We're just going to devote the first segment to like the best practices, whether you wear nylon running shorts, expensive Lululemon pants, old t-shirts for fraternity parties, ain't no shame in that game.
Mm-mm.
And then in the second segment, we are going to tackle the issue of what to do with your gym clothes in between the day on which you've worn them and the day on which you're going to launder them.
Yes.
I will say it's vexing to me.
There is no one correct
answer.
There's
no great answer, but Carly and I are going to talk about some potential answers.
Yeah.
So that's our plan for this episode today. And I'm also hoping that Carly's going to tell us what the best brands of workout gear are, because she does a lot of thinking about athleisure. She does a lot of wearing of athleisure.
Yeah.
So we're hoping we're going to pepper that conversation. Actually, let me ask you, since we just brought it up, let me just ask you, what are your three favorite brands? I'm not even going to make you pick a favorite one.
So,
see how nice I am?
You're so great.
Yeah.
So for leggings, I'm very particular.
Okay.
My favorite legging brand, I would say, generally speaking, is Lululemon.
Okay.
Because they do have different types that are specific for like sweating a ton.
Okay.
They just redid their product line about 4 months ago, I want to say, where you know, if you haven't been to Lululemon in a while, you probably remember the leggings bar, which is like an irritating name for just the cubbies where they hold leggings.
Yeah.
And now they've rearranged it where it's sorted by how it holds your body.
Oh.
So it's sorted by like looser, like mom yoga pants, you know, where it's like a slight bell bottom and they're baggy.
Mm-hmm.
all the way to like the tightest, most compressed feel you can get.
Okay. And why would you wear one style versus another? Just sort of the basics.
I think in general they did that because people were like, these are so tight, and they couldn't figure it out. But some of them that are on the tighter side are like compression leggings, and they use a special Lululemon fabric that really wicks sweat away better than anything else I've ever used.
Okay, so that's what you would wear, let's say, when you're
sweating,
running, or if you're going to go to a spin class where you're going to sweat.
Yes.
I'm going to circle back. I'm going to give you a little time to think about this, but I want you to talk about which types of classes and exercise are the sweatiest down to the least sweatiest, because I think that that's like an interesting thing. And I should add, so I said Carly writes about exercise. Carly specifically writes about exercise for Racked. So she and I actually have a kind of interesting like mirror of what we both do for Racked. So I write about cleaning for Racked with an eye towards fashion. And Carly writes about exercise for Racked with an eye towards fashion and trend. So she writes about every kind of class you could imagine. She'll go and take and write about what that experience was like. So she is an expert in every kind of class. And you're about to go on a Zumba cruise?
Yeah. Do we have any like fun parade sound effects?
Oh, the head exploding.
Yeah, that's the best I got, sir.
All right. Thanks.
It's going to be a live action battleship game. Yes, I'm about to embark on Zumba Cruise, which is, I mean, I was already, before we started, we were talking about how to wash things in a cruise bathroom because we're exercising twice a day. Like, things are going to get intense.
I feel like maybe you should look into this. I have to imagine that for a Zumba cruise, they offer some kind of special laundering services.
They do, but, and this is going to loop back to what we're talking about.
I know.
I don't let anyone else touch my laundry unless it's dry cleaning.
I already knew what she was going to say. Carly is very, very fussy about her laundry, which is one of the reasons we get along so well.
Yeah.
I'm very fussy about my laundry too. So let's talk about sort of the basics of...
Wait, do you want to know my other two favorites?
Oh, wait, I want to know your other favorites.
Okay, so Lululemon, great for leggings.
Great for leggings. Okay.
Sweaty Betty, which is a British-based company. Mm-hmm. It's a woman-owned company, which I really like.
Woo!
They're expanding in the U.S. rapidly. You can get 20% off if you sign up for their catalogs, but 10% off if you sign up on the website. I don't know. But they have very high-quality design. So they're very thoughtful in their design. The fabrics can be thicker, which hold sweat, which aren't as good for high cardio.
Okay.
But the tops are great. And then the third favorite, which is Athleta.
Oh, I knew. I was hoping you were going to say that because that's actually my favorite.
I haven't loved all the products I've tried from them. Mm-hmm. I recently bought this incredible pair of like Derek Lam Athleta collection leggings, and they burst in the middle of a dance class.
Did you bring them right back?
Well, they have a give it a workout guarantee.
Yes.
Which I love, because if you wear something and you just like it holds sweat and you're like, this is a nightmare, you can just be like, this sucks, and then they'll pay you back.
Yeah. So I will tell you, I used to wear the Lululemon. Last year I was like due up basically to purge all of my workout pants and just buy a whole fresh new set, which is a little bit of what we're going to talk about today. There does come a point when you have to let, especially workout gear, go. It does have a lifespan.
I've never thrown out a pair of Lululemon bottoms.
Okay, I mean, I was really overdue for it.
I'm crazy.
They were out of style. I mean, it was a funny thing. I sort of had never occurred to me that workout gear goes in and out of style. Of course it does. I'm a child of the 80s. I remember the thong leotards
over shorts
and the belts and the suspenders,
the belts.
I wish I would bring all that stuff back, to be quite honest with you. I look for it. It's very hard to find. But anyway, I all of a sudden sort of one day was at the gym and was like looking at myself and I thought, girl, you're wearing out of style gym clothes.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I was like, well, this is really time. So I went and I got myself all new Athleta bottoms, and I love them. Really happy. They're cute, they're colorful, they come in great patterns, they feel really good, they've held up beautifully, like I'm thrilled with them. But I got one pair that within a month or so of buying them pilled terribly around the crotch. And I thought, you know what, this shouldn't have happened. These are virtually new. I mean, yeah, I've worn them a couple times and I've washed them a couple times, but this shouldn't have happened. I brought them right back. They took them right back. They gave me a replacement pair. No questions asked. I don't think I even had the receipt. They were just like, no problem.
See, that's great.
Yeah. So I'm pro Athleta. I think they have great stuff, but that's interesting that there's sort of some variation in quality that yes. that you and I have both found.
And often if exercise bottoms do pill, that they don't hold up to sweat. Because it's usually like a thicker, softer material.
Okay.
And a lot of times leggings that are not necessarily dry fit, but there's like a certain sweat wicking component in the fabric, which makes it thinner.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend a lot more time thinking about this. I thought I already spent a lot of time thinking about it, but I apparently have more to think about. Okay. So on that note, let's talk about just the basics of washing your workout gear. And this isn't just for women. This is for men, too. I know men aren't wearing yoga pants, but men are shopping at Lululemon now.
Yeah.
I think Athleta has men's stuff, does it? Or is it just women's?
I want to see just women's.
Okay. But, you know, men are starting to invest in more expensive gear. I think the sweat wicking stuff especially is really popular.
Yeah.
So, and of course, men have smell problems just like women have when it comes to their workout gear. That's universal. So let's go through. There are six sort of rules. I hate giving rules. Guidelines.
Suggestions?
Yeah. No, guidelines.
Okay.
Suggestions a little too loose. So here are the six guidelines. They're easy, and they make sense when you've had someone break them down for you. So hopefully I'm going to break them down. You're going to remember them because you're going to be like, oh yeah, it makes total sense to me. So the first rule is turn your gear inside out before you wash it.
Yeah.
This is actually true of all of your clothes. The inside is actually dirtier than the outside. The reason is that your dead skin and your body oils and whatever products you're using, today it's very cold here in New York and I'm starting to get that itchy chappy butt thing. Yeah. That everyone loves so much. I slathered myself in lotion, which means that the jeans that I'm wearing, the socks that I'm wearing, the sweater that I'm wearing, all of that, the lotion's getting on the inside of that.
Oh God. Everything is so disgusting.
No, it's now I'm not. Like, oh, none of that's gross.
The inside is filled with like yuck skin. The outside is filled with like yuck other people's skin.
It's your skin. It's not yucky. It's skin. It's we need yucky. It. It's not yucky. So the inside is going to be dirtier than the outside. I mean, unless you've been rolling around in mud, it's going to be dirtier on the inside. It's especially true for what are obvious reasons when you're talking about your gym gear, because there's all that sweat and there's been more friction, which means more skin and more oil and all of that kind of stuff is coming off and depositing itself inside your clothes. So turn the clothes inside out. That is just going to allow the detergent and the water to penetrate the dirtiest part of the clothes to the max effect. And that's great. The other great thing that's going to do is it's going to help to prevent fading in your clothes, because the outside that you want to look good. And if you're me and Carly and you wear, you know, cute workout gear.
Guys, we look real cute at the gym.
So cute.
Don't even worry
I'm
about
so
it.
So cute. You can't even imagine how cute I am. I'm not cute at the gym.
But you have that sweet Athleta wardrobe.
Yeah, I do. I mean, my outfits are cute, I will say. Okay, so wash inside out. That's a great thing to do. The next thing to do, also a pretty common sense for people, is to use cold water. The reason for that is that most of your gear is going to have some kind of stretch component to it. Hot water is going to not be ideal on any kind of stretchy fabrics. The other reason that's a little bit less obvious, but like as soon as you hear it, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, of course. When you put heat in concert with anything that's smelly, the heat is going to amplify the smells.
Really?
So if you think about cooking something, you know, a piece of raw steak doesn't have much of an odor to it. As soon as you start cooking it, it smells.
Interesting.
So the same is true, or you could think of it this way. Think of New York City in the summer.
Yep. That's awesome.
Carly already mentioned it. So it smells like pee and trash here, for those of you who don't know. In the winter, it does not smell like pee and trash because it's cold out and the odors aren't being amplified by the temperature. So use the cold water, and we're going to circle back to that temperature thing when we talk about drying.
Can we mention in general after step two that this is why you don't send your workout clothes. If you are a fluff and fold person and you drop your laundry off somewhere, don't put your nice things in there. You spent so much money and the fabric is so technologically advanced and you're like, screw it, put it in the dryer.
But you can give them instructions.
People follow. I also don't trust anyone. I treat my leggings like they're just like my two-legged children. Well, I guess everyone has two legs like children.
Okay.
But
that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't send my laundry out. You're preaching in the choir here. I don't send my laundry out. But I mean, some people don't have the time. Some people don't care as much as we do, and that's okay. They're allowed to not care.
Honestly, cannot imagine caring less about this. I mean, I care so much. I cannot imagine.
I know. You and me both. I know.
But it's just reality.
Carly, not everyone cares the way we care.
Oh, you guys.
Okay. So here's one other thing. Don't use so much detergent. So I talk all the time about over detergenting. And I know people probably are tired of this, but I talk about it because you're all doing it. And I'm not mad that you're doing it because I understand why. It's tempting. First of all, it's very easy. Detergent manufacturers make it easy for you to use too much of their product.
Oh, yeah.
Why do they do that? They have a vested interest in doing that. The more you use, the more you have to buy. They make it easy. Fill lines are impossible to see. That's on purpose, guys. Come on. And it's smart. But you're smarter. You're smarter. So you're gonna bust those detergent manufacturers, and you're going to beat them at their own game, and you're going to be really careful about not using too much detergent. The other reason you don't want to use it too much, or that it's easy to use too much detergent, is that it feels like more detergent should equal more clean. Seems logical.
Yeah.
It's actually that the opposite is true. If you use more detergent, it's not going to get washed out. The washing machine cycle is a set amount of time. So in the set amount of time that the rinse cycle goes for, if the clothes are filled with suds, they can't be treated to two rinse cycles. They're only going to get the one rinse cycle. And if there's too much suds, then it's not all going to come out. And then your clothes are going to be dirty. If you think about a plate, if you wash a plate and you put it in the drying rack and there's still soap on it, would you consider that clean? No, you would consider that dirty. Still got stuff on it. The same goes for your clothes. So what's going to happen if you use too much detergent is this. The soap is going to live in there, and when you put the pants back on, it's going to mix with your sweat and your body oil and all of that stuff, and it's going to create a really, really nice welcoming home for bacteria. Ooh. Because bacteria wants to feed on something, and it's going to feed on the soap. It's going to feed on your dead skin, and it's going to make matters worse. So don't use too much detergent. That's a bad thing to do. I think actually, Carly.
Yes.
I'm going to say, before we get to the next three guidelines, that we should take a break because we chatted a lot. So let's take a break now.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we're going to finish the guidelines, and then we're going to try to figure out the solution to the dreaded what to do in between gym day and wash day. We will be right back in a moment with more on dealing with stinky gym gear. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
And this break song is called Novella Glass City by my friend Nair. That's N-I-R-E. Look her up. She's great. We'll be right back. Inspired by the finely crafted tools built at the hands of friends in and around custom knife making, and with a love of all things food, Abe Shaw began forging a collection of culinary tools unlike any other. Collecting and working with custom and handmade knives for over a decade, Abe has developed a deep respect and admiration for the artists, metalsmiths, woodworkers, and craftspeople behind the endless interpretations of these ancient tools that feed us, the most intimate tools in our lives. They needed a showcase, and Eating Tools was born.
The curated collection of unique and extraordinary handmade culinary utensils you'll find here, along with a hand-picked selection of top-quality production-made pieces, represents a catalog of products never before assembled in one place. Many of these products can only be found at Eating Tools. Food, cooking, craftsmanship, and art are their ingredients. There's no substitute for having the right tool for the job, and Eating Tools promises to bring you just that. They think you'll agree that the food-loving visionaries behind each of their products has an eye for the tools we use every day. For more information, visit eatingtools.com.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. My guest today is Carly Wiesel.
Hi.
We've been talking about gym gear.
So much gym gear, so much sweat and dead skin.
Stinky, stinky gym gear.
Yeah.
So gross. Okay, so I was going through the guidelines of washing gym gear. So we went through, just to recap quickly, wash your garments inside out, use cold water, don't over-detergent, people. It's going to make your gear smell worse.
Yeah, and it comes out like feeling weird.
Yeah, it's going to be crunchy, like, kind of gross. Yeah, don't do that. Okay, now here are the big guns. This is the big guns.
Okay.
The big guns is you also probably want to add an odor-eliminating laundry booster to your wash.
What?
What are those, Jolie?
So
laundry boosters, that's like an umbrella term for add-ons. Anything that's not your detergent is going to be a booster. So there are boosters for whitening things. There are boosters for stains. There are boosters for keeping dark clothes from fading. And there are boosters that help to eliminate smell. So now my favorite one should be no surprise. I love the white vinegar. So white vinegar, here's how you're going to use it in the wash. And it really does work. I really do use this. I mean, this is a thing I live in my own life and I really recommend to people. So here's how you're going to do this. You're going to use, for a regular sized, regular smelling load of gym gear, a half cup is fine. If you've got a set of old yoga pants that have taken on a perma stench and you need to do like a heavier duty triage thing here, go for a cup. But for regular, you can use a half a cup. And what you're going to do is you're going to put that half cup to one full cup of white vinegar in the wash during the rinse cycle. You can do this in a couple of different ways.
Whoa.
You can add it in at the end. Like if you're at a laundromat and you're sitting and you're waiting, when the rinse cycle indicator comes on, just go and like pour your...
In the drum or in the pulley thingy?
In the compartments. So regardless of whether you have a top loader or a front loader, there should always be a compartment of some sort for fabric softener. And the fabric softener compartment is what you want to use. And the reason for that is, and this is how you're going to do it at the beginning of the wash, if you want to just like set it and forget it, basically. You're going to put the vinegar in the fabric softener compartment that will automatically release during the rinse cycle. That's when it's going to come out. So, I mean, you have to know your machine and there are so many different configurations. I don't want to spend too much time going through all that. Just know half cup vinegar in the rinse cycle. That's going to do you great. The smell, by the time the spin cycle finishes, the smell should already have dissipated. You may get a little whiff of vinegar when you open the machine, but as the clothes dry, whether you air dry them or whether you machine dry them, that smell is going to dissipate. So don't worry about your clothes smelling like salad dressing, because that's not going to happen. The smell will really go away quite quickly. It will also take with it any of the bad smells that you don't want. The reason that vinegar works as an odor neutralizer, is that that odors are base, and vinegar is an acid, obviously. And it's school. It's science class all over again. And so they interact and they end up canceling one another out. And then you get neutral clothes, which is what you want, because then they won't smell. So there's my big recommendation. The reason I recommend it is because it's cheap. You can find it everywhere. It's easy. You know,
it's cheap.
It's super cheap. And it works. It works great.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Great. But some people don't like vinegar, and that's fine. So there are a lot of other things you can do.
I will say, I personally, I did it once and I did it incorrectly because everything smelled like vinegar for a few weeks. But I know, clearly I didn't do it right.
Did you put the whole bottle of vinegar in
there? I don't know. I think I soaked it. I don't know what I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, yeah.
But I did recently buy the laundress's vinegar.
Oh, the scented vinegar?
Yeah, and it smells like a goop, like kinfolk bouquet. It smells like wonderful. So if I mess that up, at least it'll smell like flowers.
That's true.
So if you're a little like, that sounds cool, but I don't think I can handle it, then just like pay out the nose for the scented vinegar and you're good.
Don't pay out the nose for scented vinegar,
like
you
guys. I'm
paying
for like neurotic comfort.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna drop that one. I'm gonna drop it. I don't think you guys should do that. If you hate vinegar, here's another super easy, super cheap, super easy to find, totally works thing. Baking soda.
Oh.
Yeah. Baking soda. So with baking soda, same thing. Half a cup will do you. That you can actually just chuck right in with the laundry detergent right at the beginning.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's going to be great.
In the detergent?
Yeah. Use it just like a powdered detergent. Just consider it just like you would consider a powdered laundry detergent. And
but
add it
like,
the
so
same
if you have
you
like
would.
A liquid.
Yeah. You're going to add your detergent, whatever. It doesn't matter what your detergent is.
Okay.
Whatever your detergent is, you add that. And then you also add baking soda as if you were adding a powdered detergent.
In the same compartment or
sure.
one of the other?
Yep.
Oh, like yep. a like if you're having yogurt and that is your berries.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. One other one that is falls into the booster category that's great. There are a lot of them, but I just want to like give you a couple of names here is borax, which probably people have heard me talk about before. That's another laundry booster. One of the great things about borax, and this is also true of the baking soda, is that they both have whitening powers. So if you do like I wear a lot of white tank tops to the gym. And so they get stanky and also they kind of get grungy looking. So that will brighten it back up, which is really nice. Now, if you don't want to fuss with all that, and I totally understand if people don't want to fuss with all that, there is another option. And that is just to buy a sports detergent. There are There are tons of these on the market. And if you are a person who regularly works out, and if especially if you're in a household where everybody's working out and you have, you know, a dedicated load of gym clothes a week. I mean, between my husband and I, we have a dedicated load of just gym clothes a week because we go to the gym 5 to 6 days a week.
Yeah.
On the good weeks. No, we really do. We're diligent about the gym. So you can get a sports detergent. I did search on Amazon because this week's racked column, my racked column, Out Damn Spot, is about this subject. It's about cleaning gym gear. All these rules will be in there. That will run on Friday on Rack National. So if you want the written version of this podcast, check that out. And so in the course of putting that together, I searched on Amazon for sports detergent. I already know a whole bunch of brands I liked, but I always like seeing what comes up new. And there were 422 results on Amazon.
God.
So I actually just linked right to that. And I was like, have at it. Pick whatever looks great to you. But here are a few brands to look out for. First, Tide Sport. Tide is a great laundry detergent. Tide Sport, great laundry detergent. That's going to do you very well. There's another brand called Win. That gets high marks. People really like that. It's also nice if you are like a competitive athlete, I guess. Maybe you want your detergent to be motivational. There's another brand called Sports Suds. And one of the things that I like about Sports Suds is that they offer the packets, those little laundry pods.
Oh.
And so that's convenient for some people. It's convenient.
Yeah, you don't have to carry a whole thing to the
laundry. Exactly. Laundromat. Exactly. So that's one thing to look out for. But really, I mean, 422 options out there.
Oh my God.
I'm sure a lot of those are duplicates, but anyway, I thought that was funny that it returned so many results. Okay. If you do nothing else, follow this guideline. You know what? I'm actually going to go ahead and say this is a rule.
Oh, if this is what I think it is, it's a rule.
Do not use fabric softener on your gym gear. Ever, ever, ever. No liquid fabric softener, no dryer sheets. Never, ever, ever. Here is why. Fabric softener is going to leave behind a coating on your gym gear.
Ugh.
It is going to make the fibers less penetrable. I have a hard time with that word.
Penetrable.
Yeah, but I have a hard time with it.
Penetrable.
More impenetrable. How about that? I also have a hard time with impenetrable.
Well, yeah.
it's going to make the fibers not like, let's say that, water and detergent. It's like, it's going to act like a barrier to the water and detergent, which means that the fibers aren't really going to get clean and they're going to stink, sink, sink. It's also going to build up over time and make that wall, like, it's going to turn into the Great Wall of China. So do not use fabric softener. The last one. This is your favorite. This is the one you've been waiting for.
Waiting for.
Don't dry your gear on high heat. Don't even dry your gear on medium heat. If you are going, if we're going to get into why Carly loves it so much.
Oh my God.
If you are going to machine dry your gym gear, low heat. That goes back to the thing I was saying about the cooking your clothes, the steak metaphor. When I have had this happen, I have taken clothes out of the washing machine. They've smelled clean. I've put them in the dryer and they have come out stinking. Stinking, stinking, stinking. Really, really, really bad. Yeah.
Yes.
It's always my husband's gear. And I'm going to be a loyal wife and not tell you what the smell smells like to me. But it's not nice.
Oh.
And like I've had loads.
Is it poop?
No, it's not. Okay. No. I've had loads come out where like everything comes out smelling like it. So no high heat.
I've never put workout clothes in the dryer.
Okay, so now we're gonna get to Carly's sweet spot here.
Oh my
Carly,
gosh.
In addition to being an exercise aficionado and a womanhood aficionado and a Disney aficionado, is also a hang drying aficionado.
Oh man,
she is like a relentless hang dryer. So ideally, if you have the setup for it, I mean,
yes.
I kind of don't. I launder at a laundromat. And I also just don't have a lot of space in my apartment. But if you have the setup for it and you can hang dry your gym gear after it's been through the washer. Look, first of all, it's not going to be soaking when it comes out of the washer. That spin cycle is fast. It gets out a lot of water. If you can hang dry your clothes, that's going to be the best thing you can do for them, not only for the smell situation, but to extend the lifespan. And if you're talking about Lululemon, even if you're talking about Athleta, which is much more reasonably priced, but still not cheap, you're talking about an investment that you're making in your workout clothes. You want these things to last for a good long while.
Absolutely.
If you're spending over $100 on yoga pants.
I mean, last night when I went to bed, I was wearing old Lululemon pants that are like the Wonder Unders, which is a different fabric, which is a more, like it's a thicker fabric, so it holds sweat more.
Mm-hmm.
I bought those, I think, 11 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're barely pilled, and they're still nice.
That's because she's air drying.
Yes.
So Carly and I had a date last night.
It was nice.
It was really nice with our editors at RAC, Julia and Meredith, who have been on the show. And Meredith is going to be back later in the season to talk with me about cleaning sex toys. Yep. Preview of what's to come.
Meredith.
Yeah, that's our Valentine's Day out damn spot column is sex toy cleaning, and she's going to come and do a companion podcast episode with me for
Amazing.
That. So very exciting. So we were, four of us were out at Racked Girls Night Out. It was great. Carly got into talking about all of her various drying rack setups. So I made her promise that she would describe.
Yeah,
and this is a family trait also.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us about your mom and the drying racks?
Oh, I would love that.
And then I want you to describe the drying racks that you use so that people can have an idea. And
okay.
I'll talk about some tricks that I use in my tiny apartment.
So honestly, for tiny apartments, I actually, if you have a shower with a bar,
yes,
which a lot
I do.
Of times in New York, people sometimes don't have, like if you have like a glass door and it's old, where it's just like a glass cube.
Yeah.
That's when you need a drying rack the most. But I mostly prefer hanging my clothes in a shower.
Yeah. And that's what I do. And I think we actually probably do the same thing. So here's the, this is what I do for my bras, because I hand wash my bras at home and I air dry them. Don't put your bras in the dryer. That's separate of this topic, but do not do it. So what I do is I use, you know, just plastic hangers, you know, sturdy plastic hangers. You don't want to use metal for this. And I hang the clothes that need to dry across the bar of the hanger and then hang it on my shower curtain rod.
That's exactly what I do.
And that's what you do.
So I, I'll start from the beginning. I was raised in a household where the women do laundry one way and the men do it another way. So my mom had like a rod above the laundry machines and she would hang all of her stuff to the point where I learned to hang all of my stuff and she got territorial. So she put her initials on every single hanger.
On all the good plastic hangers.
All the good plastic hangers. And she would leave us all of the wire hangers from the dry cleaners and be like, it's the same. It's not the same. So to this day, I have literally, I took them out last night at midnight. I have hangers with AW on them in my shower.
Oh my gosh.
Because I stole them. I was like, you don't get to call all the
hangers.
You don't
get to hoard all the good hangers, Mom. So, and the thing is, you don't want to use wire hangers for this because the wire hangers can, if they're painted white, the paint can come off. If they're straight metal, the combination of the water can cause rust.
Yes.
They're also very thin and they're going to make marks.
You either need a plastic, like a shirt hanger, or one of those plastic tube hangers if you want to hang something over like a pant.
Right. Exactly. So if you do have the space for it, however, go ahead and get a good drying rack.
Yes.
We were talking last night about Carly's sorority house in the laundry room. She said it was basically like an air drying, like
it was a
festival.
Facility. Because we had like two washers and two dryers and then an entire basement of just like previously abandoned drying racks.
Amazing.
And they were all I believe it's either like an 8 dowel or an 11 dowel that they sell at the Container Store.
Yep.
If you're picturing a drying rack, it's probably the one from the Container
Store. It's what you're
store,
picturing, yeah.
Where it's just like some wood stuff to hang things
and
on.
And then what Carly has now, I made her send me links. I'm like, send me links of all of these drying racks so I can see them. Carly has, you guys, first of all, a $50 drying rack, which I think is amazing. You have like the Rolls Royce of drying racks.
I am very happy with it. I did a lot of research. I believe it's called, it starts with an M.
It's called the Minky. That was what it was. Minky.
Which makes it sound like real fun, but it's not.
I was looking at it this morning, like two sips into my coffee.
It's so great. They sell you wheels to attach onto it. The wheels, I do not like. I like it. Prefer it without.
Okay.
But it basically, it folds out in four directions and it has four tiers.
Yeah.
So I can hang two loads of laundry on it at a time.
Yeah. It was a serious drying
rack. Yes. This is like a part of my life. People who have loved me and lived with me know this drying rack. Like you can't just like throw these things in the dryer.
Yeah,
I will preach about it. It's very important. If you're going to invest and you're going to wear them a lot and you want them to hold up, you have to hang dry them.
Yep.
And getting a little thing that folds and goes away in your closet is ideal.
Yeah. Exactly. I think it's great.
It's a lifestyle choice.
I think it's genius. Yes, it is indeed. Listen, we are like bumping up against the end of this episode, but I really, really want to talk about
this. I never
want to
leave.
I know. Well, we'll run a little late today. It's okay. Everyone can bear with us. This is important stuff, right? You're learning a lot. So I do really want to get to this reader question.
Yes.
I want to get to this question of what you do in between working out and laundering. So I'm going to have Carly read the question from Mara. And then we're going to talk about what we do and come up with some ideas.
Okay. Mara writes, "Hi, Julie. My husband never skips a day of weightlifting." Oh my God. He must be so fit. "He comes home covered in sweat." This sounds like it's getting racy. "He works out so much, he's covered in sweat." Okay, anyway. "We tried hanging his clothes to dry in the bathroom when he comes home from the gym, but as a result, we have a very stinky bathroom. And when they're drying in the laundry bin, there's still a lingering smell. Am I doomed to doing laundry every day? Suggestions would be greatly appreciated. Thanks."
Okay.
All right.
So, I know it's vexing. It's really vexing. I want to actually put out a call to our listeners. If you've solved this problem...
Yeah.
Can you email me and tell me?
Personally visit us at our homes.
So I'm going to tell you my personal story, my experience with this. I live this. My husband goes to the gym and he comes home wet. I mean, like, he looks like he has just stood under a shower in his clothes.
Men are so weird. Yeah.
It's crazy to me. Like, I just don't ever sweat that much.
I don't know.
But I don't know. Maybe it works out harder than I do. No, I work out pretty hard.
Yeah.
So it was becoming a problem. He was taking his gym clothes off. He was putting them in the hamper. I was going to do wash.
This is also my life.
And this was where I was ending up with those loads of clothes that were coming out of the dryer, and everything smelled like it was all clean, but it all smelled like dirty gym gear, and it was really bad. And I was like, I was really getting upset. And I mean, I experimented with separating out his clothes and my clothes because I didn't want my clothes to smell like a gross, sweaty dude.
Yeah.
It's like really upsetting for me.
I do not do laundry.
And especially because I'm me. So we've tried, I mean, I was putting every booster in the wash. It was just like this ongoing thing. So finally, in a fit of pique, I said to him, I was like, all right, look, I'm about at my wit's end with this, and I need you to start doing a little extra here. And the thing I need you to do is when you come home and you take the gym clothes off, I need you to hang them over the shower curtain rod and at least let them dry out before you put them in the hamper. So that is where things stand right now. That's what we're doing. And it helps. But I still do have the
same problem as her, it smells.
And it's not ideal. Now, what I tried to get him to do, and what is really the solution, if you can do it, I could not get my husband to do this. I'm going to maybe revisit it after this episode. And I'm not saying, I don't, this isn't like me coming down on him. I understand why. It's just like too much. It sounds like too much. It's really not, though. Here's what I want people to do. I want people to take a tip out of the ladies' bra advice that I always give. Take the clothes into the shower with you and rinse them.
This is what I was going to say.
They're already soaking wet.
Yeah.
Okay? You're already going to hang them over the curtain to dry. At least just rinse them. That is going to help. Even better, I would say, if you're already hanging them, before you get in the shower, if your bathroom sink is big enough for this, fill the bathroom sink, throw the clothes in there, and a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of soap. I mean, even just use the hand soap that's sitting on your counter in the bathroom. And just give them a quick little, essentially, hand wash.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's going to, it's not going to take that much time. If you let them sit in there when you're in the shower, it's hands off anyway. I mean, it's just soaking while you're showering and washing yourself.
Yeah.
So I think that's about as good as I can come up with. Here are a few other ideas. If you work out at a gym that's fancy, they may have those bathing suit dryers.
Oh, yeah.
If you work out at a gym that's not fancy, but that has a pool, they may have the bathing suit dryers. And what those are, they're sort of a metal box that's attached to the wall. There's a flip-up lid. You put the clothes in, you flip the lid down, and you basically push a button. And it's like a one-minute, like, super speed. It, like, whips the clothes around with heat and, like, speedy dries them. So if you can do that, it's not going to help the smell so much, except they're not going to be sitting around wet. That's especially good if you work out and then put your clothes in your gym bag and kind of go about your day. So look for those, maybe even make a request for one of those. If you work out at Equinox and you're paying $200 a month for your gym membership, I don't think it's too much to put a little note in the suggestion box.
Yeah.
I mean, at my little gym, I'm not going to ask for that, but it's a little gym. I pay $30 a month for it. You know, yeah. I also live around the corner, so I don't need to. Another thought that's kind of similar, this is like a little bit of a hack. If you don't have one of those dryers, is if your gym has those real powerful hand dryers, the turbo dryers, stick your clothes under those, and dry them out. So again, it's not really going to help with the smell, but it's gonna dry them fast.
I tried to deep research this because I too was suffering, and what the only thing I found, I was deep in like Reddit threads from like 3 years ago trying to figure this out.
Woof.
And every single person was like, shower in them.
Yeah.
Every single
person. That's to bring it into the shower with you. And that's what I actually think. So Carly, to circle right back to the very beginning of the show, when we were talking about your Zumba cruise and you were like, what am I going to do? I've got, you know, it's 5 days, but it's two workouts a day. So it's 10 workout outfits.
Yeah.
You're not going to pack 10 workout outfits. You might.
I might.
You might. But what I think the solution is for you to bring, you know, a small bottle of, you know, a Delicates detergent. Yeah. There are tons of them out there that are great.
I don't know if you mentioned it or not, but they sell Woolite travel packs.
Yes. Those are great.
Use. Yeah.
Those are great. And Woolite actually is very good. I chatted with the laundry expert from the Sweet Home about Woolite. And she actually confirmed that all those dastardly rumors that Woolite is evil are so untrue, that not only is Woolite good, it's actually great. She said she's testing Delicates detergents right now.
Oh, wow.
The Sweet Home guide on that will be up in probably the next couple months. But she was able to like give me a preview, and I have permission to say all of this. Oh. That in fact, of all of the ones that she's been testing so far, it looks like Woolite is the best.
Yeah, it's
which is great because, again, cheap and easy to find. You can get Woolite everywhere. And even the standard size bottle of Woolite is small and light, and you could pack that really easily.
Yeah, a lot of different sizes.
I'd stick it in a Ziploc bag if you're going to buy the bottle to make sure it doesn't explode in your suitcase. But other than that,
I just have the little packet.
Yeah, you have the little packets. Those are great too. So yeah, Carly, I think just bringing the clothes right in to the shower with you. Another thing to look out for, is if you're in this situation where you have frequently wet, stinky clothes and you're not washing every day, because even I'm not washing every day, is to really look for things that are going to dry fast.
Yeah.
So better
products.
Yeah. Thinner materials, anything that's labeled fast dry. Natural cotton tends to not dry super fast. So like the fraternity t-shirts I was talking about are not going to be your ideal thing for working out. But that's one thing to consider if you're upping your wardrobe. And then we're gonna want to wrap up on this note that there is a lifespan. I mean, Carly takes extremely great care of her gear, and I take pretty good care of my gear too. I have less options for taking great care, but there is a point at which your workout gear, it's just time to go. If it's got a perma-stench, if it's really pilled up, if it's out of style, if you're like me and one day you look at yourself in the gym mirror and you're like, oh my God, I'm wearing outdated, flared yoga pants. You know,
like there was a point when I was like, oh, I'm wearing my brother's high school track shorts.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. There is a lifespan to these things. So don't be afraid to say, you know what, this has just had it. It's time for a new one. It's given you a good long run.
A fitness funeral.
Yeah, a fitness funeral. You've used it well. So don't feel bad about saying it's time to put this pair of pants or the sports bra out to pasture.
Yeah.
So on that note, it's time to go.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. We got to go work out. I want to say a big thank you to my guest today, Racked fitness columnist Carly Wiesel, to my engineer, Jack Inslee, and to our sponsor, Eating Tools. Today's music was provided by RecTech. If you like what you heard today, please consider subscribing on Acast or iTunes. Please also consider leaving a rating and telling some of your friends about this weird little cleaning show that you love so very much. And of course, thank you to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.